Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with you. And what is up? Well, certainly ending up in the markets. It's certainly, the old whipsaw. They whip them up, they whip them down, and they go nowhere. And, of course, we don't see any volatility. I think that this is, again, just another deal of the interventions that are around, the financial engineering that is around. In the meantime, we are all waiting, with bated breath, mind you, for the Federal Reserve to decide what they're going to do, which means that we have to see what happens with Mario Draghi on Thursday, and then the jobs report on Friday, and then the geniuses that are data dependent, God help me, the data dependency will come out, and we may see something at some point. But of course, that's only if they are truly data dependent. Now, obviously, I have my doubts if they're really data dependent, because the data has been fine, according to them. Now, again, I don't think it's been fine myself personally, but according to the geniuses, the data has been very good. And of course, what have we seen? We've seen a big lack of zippity-doo-dah. Okay. And, you know, it's interesting when you watch and you listen to the folks in charge as they continue to hem and haw with their nonsense, ridiculous ways of doing things. And basically, you get the big nothing. So, you know, we'll see how truly data dependent they actually are. We'll see where they're really going to go. But they know the jobs number already. You know, I said it on Barney yesterday. You know, nobody believes me, but of course they do know the number already, because the numbers are in. It's not like it's a brain surgeon deal. I mean, you know, it's not hard to try to figure the numbers anyways. Okay. You know, one of the things about numbers is if you just take the sum total of what's been going on with the jobless claims, you get a pretty good idea of what's going on. So, in the meantime, we've got these guys telling us the same story that they always tell us. But what are they really telling us is that we have no idea, okay? That is what they're really saying to you, is we don't have any clue. Now, I have a problem with that, because when you tell me you don't have a clue, but yet you tell me you're data dependent, which is it? Do you not have a clue, or you're data dependent? You know, one of the problems with economists is that they don't make a decision until it's over already. I mean, any person could evaluate the crisis after it's over. That's not what we need. We need somebody who's willing to step up and say ahead of time that this is the potential issue. This is the problem. You know, in 2007 and 8, it was evident that there was issues. Okay. But they were too busy making money, not worrying about the issues. They were too busy watching the economy explode to the upside and watching people day trade houses. Now, if you don't think that's a problem, okay, then you're finding a bigger problem. Because at the end of the day, okay, what do we have here is a failure to communicate. Okay, we have a failure of our leaders to actually take a close look at what's really happening with the economy. And that becomes the bigger story, is what is wrong with our economy? Well, it's very simple and plain to see what's wrong with our economy. When you don't invest in your company and try to grow your company, you are hurting the economy. So what we've seen is not growth. We've seen companies make money buying back their own stock. We've seen companies cut back on payroll to improve the bottom line. We've seen companies do all of these things. And yet, at the end of the day, where are we? Well, at the end of the day, we're in the crapper. Because at the end of the day, we haven't had the natural growth cycle. So we're now behind the curve. We're now behind what's going on because we've gotten so spoiled by stimulus. We've gotten so spoiled by deals that are going on that nobody cares. Nobody wants to pay attention. It's like nobody wants to look behind that door. And behind that door is a lot more answers. Behind that door is a lot more problems. But unless we decide to look, we're not going to get the answers. And to me, that's the bigger crime, is that we have to be able to look behind because we have to understand what's going on. Because at the end, there's nothing happening. There's been nothing to get excited about. And overall, okay, again, there are always pockets of good, but overall, there's big problems, okay? And if we continue to ignore the problem, okay, if we continue to kick the can down the road, then what we find out is that when we finally do open the door, we get scared because there's nothing in there. You know, what we're creating now is an empty cabinet, okay? There is no creation here in this country right now. There's no job creation. There's no products. I mean, think about it. You've got unions overpaying, you know, to pensions that aren't funded properly. You know, do we actually think that these things are just going to go away? Do we actually think that the problems that we have created, you know, going from one debt cycle to another debt cycle, will disappear? And I will have to tell you that no, that will not go away. Okay. One thing we know for sure is fundamental problems do not disappear on themselves. We know that if you don't take care of a problem, you know, if you've got a bad foundation in your house and you don't take care of it, it's going to keep cracking and getting worse. And that's what we're watching the geniuses do right now, is they're allowing the foundation to continue to crack. And that is a much bigger problem, okay? Because we're not building a sound foundation. This is The Bubba Show. Make sure that you check out the swim lessons over at Thinkorswim. You know, again, they do a great job in trying to educate expert traders and new traders alike. And every day they've got swim lessons. Tomorrow's lesson is leveraging the analyze tab. Okay. And Friday they've got VIX, Vega, and volatility. I urge you to check them out. I think they do a great job. I think their platform is user friendly. It is one of the platforms that I use. They've also got Technically Speaking, where Cindy Faber spotlights some charts. And they've got The Plunge. Okay. And tomorrow's plunge is Futures Corner. So I urge you to check those things out at Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. Make sure that you let me know if you need some help getting a better rate on commissions. But it is one of the platforms that I support. This is The Bubba Show. You miss an episode, libertytalk.fm will get you every episode. Be one of the many that are downloading it now. We're going to stop by here for a break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back. back to the Bubba Show on this glorious Wednesday. So, you know, I was talking about foundations before we went to break. And again, that's the importance of anything we do. You know, when you look back and you were a child, okay, your parents hopefully helped you build a better foundation. The foundation got you to the next step. And as we continue to try to go to the next step, we continue to build upon that foundation. Now, we are not building any foundation right now. And again, I don't care what the so-called experts on TV say. I mean, I listen to them. I'm on with them all the time. I'm telling you that, in my opinion, they're building nothing. They're building another air pocket. They're building another bubble. Now, this is not new. It's happened before, and it will happen again. Again, this is the old Albert Einstein definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. You would think that at some point, one of those geniuses might actually be creative and say, you know, maybe we should push rates higher. Yes, we know it's a slowing economy, but the stock market can handle it. The stock market can go down. What's the big deal? We're at record highs. Is it really going to, you know, it truthfully, a sell-off only really helps everybody, okay? Because a long-term investor is not going to get out. You know, unless it just collapses. But I'm not saying that we should collapse. I'm saying let the market sell off a little bit, okay? But a trader benefits, so it actually stimulates the economy. Market activity actually stimulates the economy more than anything else, because it keeps traders trading, which means more clerks working, which means more spending. So when you look at it from a proper perspective, manipulating and controlling the markets and making them lose or lack volatility doesn't really benefit anybody. Okay, yes, long-term investors are very comfortable. It just dribbles up. But at the end of the day, they'll make more money as well, as long as they're not panicked out. You know, and that's where you can learn how to hedge. You can learn how to protect. But at the end of the day, this is what it's all about, is the ability to be involved and sometimes not be involved. And that's where I have a problem, because I know by just reading and listening that they're clueless. That, you know, you've got Abe from Japan pushing for more money circulation. Tomorrow we'll see what Draghi wants to do. But in the meantime, you know, we've got a lot of mixed signals and a lot of mixed things happening, and really all for no particular reason. And to me, that becomes another bigger problem, is why can't we just attempt to fix it? You know, why is it that we always wait until the end to react? Okay. And that's where I have another problem, is why do we have to wait? Why can't we be the aggressor? Okay. You know, it's going to do damage anyways. Okay. Because if they do tighten, okay, and apparently it looks like they may, if they tighten, it's going to increase the strength of the dollar. So you'll have all these companies whining that the dollar's too strong, so they couldn't make their numbers again. You know, where we heard that story before. And of course, you're going to have more money flowing in here. Why? Because, well, listen, if you can get a better return on your money in the United States than anywhere else, why wouldn't you? Okay. And, you know, that arbitrage will be better. But what I look for is I look to say, let's just step up and try to fix the problem. You know, you have a leak in the sink, you fix it. Okay. You don't wait until it becomes a flood. And that's where these problems continue to fester, and where guys like me start to get upset. You know, again, look, I'm long the market. I'm happy. Okay. Even though I'm trying to short it short term, but overall, you know, most of us are long the market anyways. But it's not about just the stock market. It's about real long-term growth. And that's where I think everybody misses the big point. Is our concern should be the long-term health of the economy, not the short-term benefit that we may or may not be getting from the stock market. Okay, that is an issue that, yeah, you know, it's nice to get a benefit. It's nice to have those extra shekels coming in. But at the end, it really is about a strong economy is better for everybody. Okay, a strong, growing, healthy manufacturing, you know, some sort of economy that creates good jobs, because again, good jobs create good spending. Okay, and we see that with Walmart and Amazon trying to take over the world and put everybody out of business, that we're not getting the growth. Okay, I mean, when your top three companies are McDonald's, Walmart, and Amazon, what is that really telling you? Well, it tells me that a lot of people don't have any money and they're shopping to get as cheap as they can. Okay. I mean, you know, McDonald's, a dollar menu, Walmart's the cheapest retailer, and Amazon's one of the best online retailer. That tells me there's a lot bigger problems out there than anybody's willing to admit. So we can cheer them on, but we have a problem. And that is where I want to see some of the correction, you know, where we get, you know, to get to a better spot. I want to see everybody employed, and obviously it'll never happen, everybody, but, and I don't want to, you know, this 5% unemployment is a joke, okay? This 5% is not anywhere near correct, and the amount of money being made is nowhere near it was made when people were actually making real money. Because we're also not only making less money, but we're making less money based on the dollars as well. Because the fiat currency system is a total joke. It's laughable at this point. Okay, because all they're doing is creating money out of thin air and passing it along. But what they haven't created is the velocity of money where it's moving from one person to another person. Okay. The people that got it are holding on to it for dear life, and the people that ain't got it, they're screaming. Okay. And this is something that has to be rectified in the overall system. But of course, this goes back down to that we don't need the Fed. Okay. The Fed is a mere joke. The Fed is a manipulated body, mostly controlled by JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs, in my opinion. I think that basically they're just fleecing the American people out of their cash, okay? Because with every devaluation, that takes away your buying power, okay? And, you know, it's interesting that you have just that simple, okay, that they are simply running the world's largest Ponzi scheme. Because when you look at the central banks and you look at the Fed, they've become useless. I don't know if they ever had any value, but you know, maybe I didn't think about it in those terms back then. But now, as I watch and I observe the crushing of America, okay, the crushing of the average guy on the street, I realize that what they're really doing is they're just destroying wealth. They're not building wealth. We're not getting the trickle down theory. We're getting the trickle up and the entitlement down, wiping out an entire class of people. Now, you know, obviously if your elevator's riding up, you're not unhappy. But if your elevator's riding down, you got to be pretty unhappy. And unfortunately, most of the elevators are going down because the people that are getting penalized the most are the uneducated that were great at what they did, manufacturing, industrial work, machine tool work, whatever, and those jobs are gone. We no longer have them. They don't make the money. So you take a guy that was maybe making $100,000 a year who's now scraping by to try to make 20. Not a pretty picture when you lay it down like that. So we'll see with the jobs number. We'll see with all the crap that comes out. But eventually, again, there has to be a debt to pay, and this, like any other debt, will have to be paid. And of course, you know who's going to pay for it. But if you don't, we'll talk about it another day. This is the Bubba Show. Make sure that if you ever miss an episode of the Bubba Show or the Sporting Edge, go to libertytalk.fm. You can download it every day. Also, you know, you should check out bubbatrading.com every day, because I write every day And of course, you know, I write with a sharp tongue. Check it out, BubbaTrading.com. In the meantime, I'm going to step out of here for a break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I will be back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
I know where I come from. How about...
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I'm bringing in my friend, a special guest from the old combo of Backpack and Yoda, Backpack himself, Roy Backpack Barron. Mr. Roy Backpack Barron is running for president. Have you been following Facebook? What's up, Roy?
Oh, thanks, Bubba, for having me on the show. Buried my dad last Monday. He died. He had a long battle with various things, but he served in Korea from 1952 to 54, and we had a 21-gun salute and a really good military funeral for him. So it's fitting with Memorial Day, so I salute all that served. And I want to do a special thank you to the East Tennessee Honor Guard, who did an incredible job at the funeral. So I want to make sure and get that out there far and wide that this is about time to reflect and think about all the military that are keeping us free. So thank you to everyone who served.
I agree 100%. And in fact, my dad and my father-in-law both had a 21-gun salute, and they both had, you know, I've got the flags mounted in my office. So it's really cool. And again, we always thank the military because that gives us the freedom and the liberty to do what we like to do. So how's the presidential campaign working for you?
It's been going really good. It's been such an interesting journey for me to do this. I just did a presidential debate with Tom Eufert, who's also running in Texas near Fort Worth, and getting in with some of the fringe candidates, I guess I would say. There's really about 500 people still running for president. There is a deadline coming up August 22nd for me to actually register for Secretary of State as president, and my big thing is trying to find a vice president. I have some ideas of some people. Not ready to disclose it yet, but there might be some potential for some well-known people. I'm still searching, though, for a VP, and for this to really happen, it can happen as an independent. It's a huge battle. It's a lot of work because the Democrats and Republicans have such a lock on all that's going on. But I've also been following Gary Johnson, who's running as a Libertarian candidate, and so I still hold out hope for the independent possibility.
Well, so what? I know you've been doing a lot of stuff. So what are you doing, and what are you thinking, and how's it shaping up?
Well, I got a tremendous amount of information about what it's like to run as an independent. Six states out of our 50 states, anybody can just be written in, and that's considered you're done. So if someone shows up at the voting pool, I don't know which six states those are. I think Louisiana, it just became the seventh state to allow a write-in candidate. So the other 43 states are going to involve me actually going to each Secretary of State for those prospective states and having to do more hoops. You know, it should be where everybody can go to each Secretary, or just you should be able to just write in someone's name and that's it. So part of this run for me has been to, it's brought awareness about how hard it is as an independent candidate to run without being on a major ticket. We just learned that Gary Johnson is the choice for the Libertarian, and they're expecting a 10% that he will bring in that. And what I learned was you got to have at least 15% to actually get on the big stage. I don't know how they come up with all these rules and stuff. Maybe you know more about it, Bubba, but it's pretty fixed. If you're not a Democrat or Republican, they make it pretty hard to get in that. You know, that's huge to get in that debate, right? You know, the final debate leading up to the November elections.
Well, it's all fixed, and that's one of the problems. You know, when I was going to initiate my run, the problems were it was too hard and too much money to get anywhere. And, you know, I didn't want to take anybody's money. I wanted to, you know, run. And, you know, I have my medium to get out the message, but it is fixed. It is phony. And that's one of the bigger problems in this country today is that, you know, we are locked into those candidates because it's virtually impossible. I mean, Ross Perot had more money than anybody, and he made a good run at it. But at the end of the day, he couldn't get there. And that is always part of the issue that we have to deal with is the government, because the government's too big, it's too manipulated, and it's too controlled. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. There was actually a governor of Louisiana. He did a great run when he became governor. He actually asked his constituents to pay $100, you know, if they can, or up anywhere from $5 to $100. And he actually won governor. So he won based on a donation. So the idea is if you get millions of people, and which he was able to do for Louisiana, he became governor. And I love those kinds of out-of-the-box thinking where, you know, if enough $100 or $50, it can make it happen for an independent. But we're definitely ready in this climate to have an independent. So I'm going forward that route. I've still got August 22nd for Texas, and I haven't done the research on all the other states. I'm looking at right around 42 or 43 states where I'd have to go to their Secretary of State. But I'm still out there. I just did that debate with Tom Eufert, who's also running for president, and getting out there. And it's really a huge learning, just to learn a lot about how to make it. And we're looking at 2020 and trying to help other independents run. So even though things aren't so easy now, we'll make it easier for other independents to run in 2020.
Oh, no. I mean, look, we have to bring change, not like the Obama change, but we have to bring change slowly. But again, we have to get away from all the regulations and all the bullshit that they put out there, because basically what they're doing is they're preventing anybody. And that's how you end up with a Hillary Clinton, who should be in jail, running for president and going to win the nomination, because it's fixed, even with the delegate system, which originally when it was put in, if you remember, well, you don't remember, but if you read about it, I mean, you know, in the original elections way back in, you know, the 1776, it was everybody was rich and white. Okay. And of course, we've changed since then. And now the delegate system is no longer as valid as it was. And what it does, create a lot of unfortunate items, like having a Hillary Clinton in the lead, even though Bernie Sanders is knocking her sideways.
Yeah, that's true. And it's very stacked against, you know, out of 316 million Americans, I have to bring the question up is, you know, right now we're looking at Clinton, and then we have Johnson, and then we have, you know, Hillary and Sanders, but we should have thousands of candidates that are really stand-up people on the available to choose from, huge pools out of. So it makes me wonder too, what do you think, Bubba? Why don't we have, out of 316 million, that's a lot of people, why we don't have more, you know, really stand up good candidates running for president?
Well, I believe that you don't, it's a crappy job. Okay. You know, I believe that the term limits are wrong. It should be 1 6-year term. You know, we spend and waste so much money on getting elected the first time and then trying to get reelected the second time, versus if you gave a guy a 1 6-year term, he's got 6 years to do his thing. If he's good, great, he's out. He did a good job. If he's bad, he's out. But in the meantime, he's not wasting billions of dollars in our airwaves and trying to create stupid laws and stupid regulations by creating more entitlement programs or whatever they happen to be doing in that particular political party. So, you know, at the end of the day, Backpack, you got a problem that the right guys who would want to, who should be president. You know, I mean, look at, let's say the GE, the chairman of the board of General Electric. Okay. He's capable of running the country, but why would he want to run it? Why would he want to take all that grief and you have to fight with everybody when he's in a job now? He's making $30 million a year. Okay. You know, you make it difficult for the good candidates to want to step forward. So we got a guy like you who's got America in his heart and wants to do the right thing. Okay. But there's not many of those that are just freedom. I mean, guys who are in that capable want to be paid. And or they want to have freedom to run it the way they believe it should be run, and we have neither of those. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I haven't done the research, but I am a huge fan of the Boy Scouts, and I was in the 1970s. I grew up. I made it all the way to life, which is one step below Eagle merit badge, and the only thing I lacked was service projects. So I spent my entire life doing a lot of charity and working with Voices of Global Freedom, helping take care of Yoda and his wife in California for about 2 years. And so it's been my heart to help people. And it's not what I'm doing, running for president, has nothing to do with fame, fortune, or ego or prestige. It's all about quiet professionals, which is a really important term. I recommend everybody to do some more research on that. But I've been fortunate on Voices of Global Freedom to work with military and law enforcement and intelligence. Being a quiet professional is when you do the job, you get it done. You're at the end of the day, you're a very humble person. You know that you've advanced and made things better. I also like the Hebrew word tikkun olam, which is about helping repair the world. So that's really what distinguishes me as president that I would run, and also my huge quality assurance background, where I'm going to bring quality to government when elected as president in 2016. So the term quiet professional is huge to take that chair, because I'm looking to help the American people, and I'm not looking for any benefits. I'm going forward to tell you explicitly here on the Bubba Show, I'm not looking to get paid. I'm still living out of a backpack, and I promise that I'm looking at living my whole life like that. I don't have attachments. I have no material thing, so, and I can't be bought out. And I've gotten some really good endorsements from people all around America, because they've seen that and they've seen my heart. And why I'm doing this is a specific reason, because our country's in some really big mess. We got Hillary, who should be in prison. There's, you know, I would have to choose Trump as one, but he's got his own issues with the Trump University. And
well, I don't care about that. We'll talk about it when we come back from the break. This is Roy Backpack Baron. I used to be on his show on Voices of Global Freedom, and again, he's done a lot of good stuff and did give up everything, all his material possessions, to backpack around the world. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure if you miss an episode, you go to libertytalk.fm. You will be able to download every episode. We just passed 225,000 downloads a month. We're looking to get you to get to 300 and then to a million. But this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Roy Backpack Baron. And Roy is running as an independent for president and is telling you straight up. So go ahead, Roy. Tell us your platform and the things that what you want to do and how you see it happening.
Well, what distinguishes me from all the other candidates is I'm really heavy quality assurance. It's been 16 years primary of my life. So what I'm proposing is any bills or legislation is it's basically a requirement. And we're going to have a test case. This is brand new, and work with the inspector general. So each one will have a testable, provable test case, and it links back to we the people. So before we approve anything in Washington, D.C., it's the people are going to also be involved with it through these test cases. And so a test case is basically saying that whatever they put out, whether it's a new program or updating a program, there's a test, and that has to pass the test. So that's what one of the key things is, traceability. So you have the requirement, which would be the bill and legislation, and you trace that back to specific tests and say, okay, it's going to work or it's not going to work. So one of the other added benefits of that is we're going to make government proactive, and we're an incredibly reactive government. I don't see anything where we're forward thinking. We're just reacting all the time. And inspector generals are creating these beautiful, great reports, but nobody's doing anything. And then we have these great oversight committees that look at all the various things, but they're looking at things that they're reacting to things. They're not thinking forward. They're so busy looking at what happened in the past rather than what's happening in the future. So there's so much of that. We've got to have a proactive government, adding test cases, quality assurance, and bringing in Six Sigma into government and inspector general. So what I'm talking about, none of the other candidates are even remotely talking about this and the importance of all that. So this is going to be a huge campaign. And I haven't done the research, but I look like I'd be the first Boy Scout to run for president in quite some time. And I am the author of the book, Looking Glass Shattered, Cubicle Commando to Constitutional Conservative Leader. I do, in the social issues, I'm a libertarian where so long as if you're at home, no one has the right to mess with you in the privacy of your own home, so long as you're not hurting anybody. So I do follow that when it comes to social issues. I'm a libertarian, but when it comes to big government, I am into cutting the federal government and moving as many powers back to the states as possible. So I'm very conservative when it comes to dealing with the government, but I'm very pro-military as well. I do see that we need to have a really strong military, and after talking to generals and admirals, I see that the sequester has really been hurting our military, and I would get rid of that. And I've already talked to Lieutenant General McInerney, and I would implement some of his force improvements. For example, we've got about 290,000 to move that troops, to move it up to 600,000. So I have what I call a dream team, and it's all the people, including yourself, Bubba, and we've interviewed on Voice of Global Freedom. I do believe there's a higher reason why I got to know all these people and offer them job opportunities in my new administration when I'm sworn in 2017.
I'm looking to be standing right next to you. But so now, you know, when you go through this, and of course, you know, we know that the generals have been telling Obama things that need to be done, and he continues to refuse to do them. I mean, so why do you think that is, and what's the point of listening to having generals if you're not gonna listen to them anyways?
Well, that's a great question. I think part of it is I think a lot of people, when they know they're about to leave office, or they try to pad their nest. So this Iran deal, which wasn't a deal, I call it Iran capitulation. It was Iran surrender, where they got $100 to $150 billion. I believe that when Obama gets out of office, he's going to have some bunch of money that's going to be siphoned into his thing. And similar to the Clinton Foundation, there's so much corruption where it wasn't, they were with so many elites around the world that they're padding their pockets. It's such a corruption that's just gone wild. So in our country, it's just gotten to a ridiculous point. But so those are the types of things that are horrific going on with this Iran surrender. I can't call it a deal, but there's what I've, you know, come to realize is that people are lining their pockets when they get out of office, and that's really unfortunate for our country and our people.
Well, you know, I got nothing wrong with people making money. I don't like the way they necessarily make it, but at the end of the day, I think that the country, unfortunately, is not run like a business, and that's what you're saying is you're going to find the right people, very similar to Ronald Reagan. I mean, you know, listen, Ronald Reagan was a great guy, great humanitarian, but it wasn't actually, I wouldn't say he was the smartest president ever. But what he knew is he knew how to get the right people around him and take the advice of those people. Is that what you're looking to do?
Yeah, exactly. The key to it is finding really good people. In any CEO type of business, and I would run the country as a business, but we're really good quality assurance and really good inspector generals. Bring in what I call the dream team. And at any time, though, any CEO or any manager can only have 7 direct reports at any time and be able to handle that with their own schedule, being able to meet with them and deliver that. That's a standard type of you know, highest echelon management. So I would definitely bring in that. And then so many luminaries on Voices of Global Freedom would take down the roadblock. So I would just, you know, let me know when you have a roadblock and I'll take it down for you. I've been on numerous radio shows, including yourself and many others, the Bubba Show, and talking about my bid for presidency. And these people that I'm talking about, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, bringing him in and making Mexico actually our DEA right now. They're not operational. So a big part of this is taking down the cartels as best we can. And that's not happening right now, including the wall. I'm in favor of that, but we also really need to get these cartels under control, and ISIS and also the Hezbollah, all these bad, these horrible groups, to take out all the sleeper cells and all these problems that we've got. Well, we need people like Sheriff Arpaio and also Dr. Peg Luksic to get rid of Common Core. She's the right person to bring in. She's the nation's expert on that. I follow her, and she's done incredible things to bring attention to how bad Common Core is for our youngsters. And so these are the types of people that are, I'm going to put in those positions and in high leadership roles, or at least make offers to, and hopefully they'll accept the offers.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's a great idea. And you know, listen, I'm all for change. I mean, real change, because, again, we've come into more of a big government environment where you really can't do anything. And that goes back to what you want to bring the power back to the states as well, correct?
Exactly. I have also something that just came to me that's huge, is that, you know, right now for each 50 state, we have a governor and then we have a lieutenant general. We also have a National Governors Association, which does have a presence in Washington, D.C. But I have the idea that another layer of, we have all these checks and balances between the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government. But I have another one would be, we could actually elect a third position for each of the 50 states. And that person would actually have a seat in Washington, D.C. and have a fair amount of power, because that links directly to each state. So work with the National Governors Association. But as president, I would promise to meet with the national governors, all 50 governors, a lot. Like, I'm talking about probably at least 10 days out of each month. I don't play golf. I don't actually play sports. All I'm interested in is helping the American people, and I want to make this a better country for our children and our grandchildren. This is why I'm running. But I think there's a huge opportunity to really bring in the governors from all 50 states. However, that needs to be worked out to make sure that they have a seat. They can come to Washington, D.C. anytime, and they can talk to the D.C. cartel, as Ted Cruz had quoted it some time ago. But I don't feel that, even with the National Governors Association in D.C., we need a whole lot more representation for the governors in the District of Columbia.
And there you have it, the words according to Roy Backpack Barron. Backpack, thanks so much for coming on the show today. I always appreciate having you on. I love your opinions. I think you're bright and smart, and I can't understand why you gave up everything, but God bless you for doing so.
Well, thank you, Bubba. It's so great to be on. Please, for the audience, if you can go check out Looking Glass Shattered, it's on Amazon, Kindle, and paperback. If you can go, if you could just Google Voices of Global Freedom, and go to magnifiedview.com, check out the latest at counterterrorism and the team that we've, amazing articles that we've got out there, and also conservativetalking.com and a website called terrorcamps.com, which has over 2 million views and exposes all the Muslim Islamic terror camps in the United States. So thank you so much. One other website is to check out roybarron.com. I have a lot of my
I gotta cut you short. I'm out of time. This is the Bubba Show. Roy Backpack Barron, you missed an episode. LibertyTalk.fm. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Top of ours. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.